With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House responds to a two-day extension to the Israel-Hamas ceasefire.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a longer pause in the fighting will allow more hostages to be released.
We're grateful that we've got an extra 2 days to work with here. That'll result in the release of 20 more individuals, women and children.
Kirby also says the ceasefire has paved the way for a surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza. The number of Americans unaccounted for is under 10, and the U.S. has little to no information on their condition. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, an Obama-appointed judge is rejecting former President Trump's attempt to subpoena information related to January 6. Trump's attorneys say that the motion to subpoena records from the House Select Committee is due to material being withheld related to that investigation. The judge, Tanya Chutkan, claimed that the former president did not sufficiently justify his request. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is lying in repose at the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library in Atlanta. The family has invited members of the public to pay their respects. The flight data recorder from a U.S. Navy spy plane that overshot the runway near Honolulu last week is found.
The good news comes as the investigation into the cause continues as teams are working on a plan to recover the large plane from the water. The Navy conducted surveys of the plane Thursday to assess the aircraft's structural integrity in the surrounding coral and marine environment, which will aid them in minimizing impact during the removal, although no time frame has been given. There were no injuries to the nine people on board the PA-8 during Monday's accident. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Google's about to pull the plug on inactive accounts. Beginning December 1st, Google will delete unattended accounts of all photos, calendar entries, emails, contacts, and Drive documents. This is SRN News. Europeans appear to be giving up on the afterlife.
According to a new poll, large percentages of people who live on the continent do not believe that there is any life after death. Only 42% of the people who live in England think that there is an afterlife. In France, it's 41%, in Germany, 39%, and 36% in Finland. In fact, the only country in Europe where a high percentage of people believe in life after death is mostly Muslim Turkey. 92% there believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Asian country moves to legalize gay marriage. Thailand's cabinet has approved an amendment to its civil code to allow same-sex unions, with an exception for the draft to be proposed to Parliament next month. The amendment would change the words men and women to marriage partners. Thailand would be the third in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow homosexual marriage. This is SRN News. After the long Thanksgiving Day weekend, stocks lost momentum to start the final week of November. We hear more from correspondent Seth Soutell, reporting from New York.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street as markets look ahead to updates on inflation. The S&P 500 fell 0.2% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off a holiday-shortened week in the U.S. and its fourth straight winning week. The Dow fell 56 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Shopify rose after announcing a Black Friday record for worldwide sales of $4.1 billion from its merchants. The online e-commerce company rose almost 5%. On Tuesday, the Conference Board issues its latest report on consumer confidence. On Thursday, the government releases October data on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. Seth Soutell, New York.
Around 100 million people on the East Coast will face freezing temperatures as a cold front hits the region Tuesday night. More on these stories at srnnews.com.